When we think about sight, we sort of look at our ability to see as something that happens. Of course, a human being sees. And that there are certain things that we may see and there are certain things we may not see. But to begin thinking about our sight as a tool that Hashem has given us to produce something with, to create something with, to accomplish something with, that is an entirely different way of looking at our ability to see.
Welcome to Now That Makes Sense, featuring Rabbi Levi Leibowitz. Original and exciting Torah ideas designed to help you learn and make you think. And now, Rabbi Levi Leibowitz.
Welcome back, everyone. In this podcast, I'd like to begin a new series of thoughts focused on the topic called Ayin Tova. Every morning we make the bracha Pokeach Ivrim, meaning that Hashem grants sight to those who are blind. Simply put, this bracha is a way of acknowledging and thanking Hashem for the gift of sight. But that's not exactly what Chazal said over here. Chazal called the gift of sight a gift that Hashem granted to those who are blind. Who is this blessing referring to? Did you ever hear of someone who actually was blind and was then able to see? I mean, maybe there are miraculous situations like that, but they're definitely rare and very uncommon. And that's what the bracha is referring to? No. The bracha is coming to teach us that sight is not a given. We look at the ability to see as though once one is born with sight, it's theirs, until, God forbid, chas v'shalom, Hashem takes it away from them. But that the default state is, you can see. You have sight. We've heard of situations, God forbid, where due to an accident or an injury, people have lost their sight. But that's the way we refer to it, as though they lost the sight that they had. Over here in this bracha, Chazal are revealing to us, each and every one of us are in essence blind. We do not have sight. And it's only because Hashem wills that we have sight that we can see. But in essence, each and every one of us are actually blind before Hashem grants us sight, and that's an ongoing thing. The bracha is in the present tense. He is constantly giving sight, opening up the eyes of those who are blind. This is an incredible idea, that sight isn't something that we have by default, but that in essence we do not have it, and it's only because Hashem gives it to us. Wow, that's amazing. With this perspective, we would approach our ability to see from an entirely different perspective. When sight is a given, and our gratitude to Hashem is that He didn't take it away from us, we don't necessarily feel responsible to use it for a purpose. We just feel that as long as we have the sight, and Hashem hasn't taken it from us, there are certain rules and restrictions to what we may do with that sight. But the restrictions are simply limiting what we can use our sight for. But if we realized that our sight itself is a gift, and we don't own it, just because we had it yesterday, we begin the next day a blind man, ready to receive Hashem's gift of sight, it would be as if every morning you'd have a knock at the door, and there'd be a UPS truck there delivering a new computer. And you'd ask yourself, who sent this to me and why am I receiving this? Because when it's a new gift, the question is, for what reason do I deserve this gift? And then you'd begin thinking, what could I use this gift for? Similarly, if sight is a given and we are just grateful that Hashem hasn't taken it from us, then we use our sight and we try to be careful not to do the wrong thing with it, to use it improperly. But if sight is a new gift every single day, we ask ourselves the question, so why did Hashem give us this sight? And the answer is, He wants us to use this sight for a positive purpose. When we think about sight, we sort of look at our ability to see as something that happens. Of course, a human being sees, and that there are certain things that we may see and there are certain things we may not see. But to begin thinking about our sight as a tool that Hashem has given us to produce something with, to create something with, to accomplish something with, that is an entirely different way of looking at our ability to see. And that stems from the fact that Chazal tells us that we are in essence blind, and day in, day out, we have been granted this gift of vision. Vision is a gift. It is not a given. What does it mean to use our eyes to create something in this world that Hashem gave it to us with this intention in mind? This is where the topic of Ayin Tova enters in. In Pirkei Avos, Chazal introduce us to two different types of eyes. The good eye, the Ayin Tova, and then there's the evil eye, the Ayin Ra. These aren't just states of existence. These are actual ways of living that Chazal have revealed to us, that a person could live their life with a good eye and they could live their life with an evil eye. They are two different ways of living, not just passive existence. And it is these two pathways in life that we will explore over the next few weeks. We will delve into what a good eye is all about and what an evil eye is all about. We're going to explore how to acquire a good eye and where living with a good eye changes our approach to life. It's going to be an exciting journey as we work through this step by step and come out at the end living life in the most positive, uplifting, and joyous way possible.
Rabbi Leibovitz is brought to you by the Vought Project of Yeshiva Torah Chaim of Denver. For more details on the program or how you can be a part of the VOD's growth, please email lebovitz@vodproject.org. VOD spelled VAAD. Thanks for listening and enjoy a meaningful day of growth.